From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad Tuesday, in a speech to Parliament, vowed to continue the fight against terrorism. Mr. Assad said the government has to fight a war that was imposed on it. He said the bloodshed will continue until it's ripped from its root. He vowed to liberate every inch of Syria from the hands of terrorists. Aided by forces from Russia and Iran, Syria has been battling opposition elements, including Islamic State, and has made gains, including the recapture of the ancient city Palmyra in March. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called the tone of the speech vintage Assad.
There were no surprises in what he said, unfortunately. What would all of us like to see him recognize as his role in the carnage in Syria and to pledge to step aside and for that a political transition could take place? Sure. But he did not.
Toner appealed to Moscow and Tehran and those with influence on the Syrian leader to keep him from letting the Geneva peace process fall completely apart. He called the tone of the speech disappointing. The UN Refugee Agency estimates that 50,000 people have fled Boko Haram attacks in southeast Niger since Friday. The Sunni insurgency took the border town Bosso Friday in attacks said to have killed at least 26 Nigerian soldiers and two others from Nigeria. The UN agency said the capture of Bosso has worsened the refugee situation in the Diffa region of Niger. A May 31st attack on the town of Yebi forced some 15,000 others to flee violence. The Kenyan government has banned further protests aimed at disbanding the country's electoral commission that the opposition has accused of being biased and corrupt. The security minister cited the violence at rallies that several people, including two on Monday, were killed. This is VOA News. President Obama and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday highlighted the strong bond between the two countries in a meeting at the White House. Mr. Obama said they're committed to signing the Paris Climate Change Agreement by year's end, and pledged to help New Delhi meet its commitment toward clean energy.
How we can make sure that the climate financing that's necessary for India to be able to embark on the bold vision for solar energy and clean energy that Prime Minister Modi has laid out can be accomplished. And the agreements and memoranda that we reached, I think, reflect the seriousness with which both of us take the climate change issue.
The president said other key priorities include promoting economic prosperity and nuclear non-proliferation, as well as strengthening security ties. The European Union Tuesday unveiled plans to seek agreement with governments in Africa and the Middle East to persuade would-be migrants not to make the trip to Europe. Frans Timmermans is the European Commission Vice President.
We propose to use a mix of positive and negative incentives to reward those third countries willing to cooperate effectively with us, and to ensure that there are consequences for those who do not. This includes using our development and trade policies to create leverage. Member States will need to play their part and be ready to mirror this approach through their actions and resources.
Meanwhile, the European Court of Justice has ruled the EU countries cannot jail illegal immigrants simply for crossing borders inside the continent's 26-nation passport-free area known as the Schengen Zone. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sailed to victory in Democratic Party primary elections in New Jersey and New Mexico Tuesday, two of six states holding contests, including California. Addressing supporters in New York, she spoke of the history being made ahead of her party's national nominating convention.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee.
But her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won the election Tuesday in North Dakota and vowed to continue the battle for the nomination. President Obama congratulated Clinton and is to meet Sanders on Thursday. Meanwhile, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump, with no competition, swept all five Republican contests Tuesday. The Nigerian government has announced it's suspending military operations against militants attacking oil installations in the Niger Delta region and will seek to open peace talks with members of the Niger Delta Avengers militancy. Kenyan police have charged the owner of a building that collapsed and killed dozens in April with more than 50 counts of manslaughter and other counts related to the building's construction. The building owner denied the charges. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.